We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Shackled by the heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame. Floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, cleansed and made me whole. I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Touch me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made.
The first time you came, they crowned you with thorns, as on an old rugged cross you were raised. But the next time you come, it won't be as before, for this time we'll crown you.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Uncertainty and chaos surround you. All around, but
unto Jesus, watch and pray. Remember He that endureth to the end will be saved. This chaotic world is only for a time.
For Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus is in this very
the story about Jesus and the woman at the well. She found herself inside those pages and wondered how she had got so far gone, so far away from home. And she cried out, Jesus stepped down from his throne and he said, I'll do anything, I'll pay any price, do whatever it takes to make something of their lives. I'll make a way to start and wipe the slate completely clean. I'll do anything.
I'll take up that cross, lay down my life, and go to Calvary.
Savior, His hands were nail-scarred, His side was riven, He gave His lifeblood for even me. He left the Father with all His riches, with calmness sweet and serene, came down from heaven and gave His life blood to make the vilest sinner clean. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary, His hands were nail-scarred, His side was riven, He gave His lifeblood for even me. Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing, His hand will lead me safe o'er. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, His side was riven, He gave His lifeblood for even me.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Angel Breaks. Luke 4 and verse 10 says, "For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you." Kathy and I were up in the mountains of Colorado with our truck and RV. As always, we started our day with prayer. Prayer is an essential thing in our home. Later that day, we were coming off an 11,000-foot peak heading down the mountain. All of a sudden, the master cylinder that controls the trailer brakes went out. Now, I didn't have any brakes on my huge trailer behind my small 3/4-ton truck. We just put brand new brakes on the truck, so when I hit the brakes, we did slow down, just barely enough to make it around the first switchback corner. There was one switchback after another coming down that 11,000-foot peak, and the trailer made it around every one. Finally, we rolled into a little town at the bottom of the mountain with the trailer still pushing us. I was able to slow down enough to pull over onto some gravel and stop. I got out and looked at the truck brakes. They were on fire. They smoked and smoked and smoked. Finally, the smoke went away, but the truck wouldn't let me move for an hour until the brakes cooled off some more. Now, here we were in this small town in the middle of Colorado, and we had to fix the trailer brakes. We went into a place that sold trailers. The mechanic said, "Oh, you need a brake controller." He looked in his shop and told us, "You know, you're in luck." I looked at him in amazement. "You can't find these brake controllers anywhere except in a specialty shop. And a mechanic in this little tiny town had one." Needless to say, he installed it and we were able to continue on our trip. Kathy and I had plenty to be thankful for in our prayers that night. The Lord had held back our trailer so it didn't slide off the switchbacks, and He allowed our master cylinder to fail at the very spot where we could get a new one. When we got back home to Texas, I had the truck brakes checked. They were worn out and had to be replaced. After that incident, we bought a heavy-duty one-ton pickup to pull our RV. We weren't about to test our angels anymore. A reflection on this comes from The Great Controversy, page 512. A guardian angel is appointed to every follower of Christ. These heavenly watchers shield the righteous from the power of the wicked one. This Satan himself recognized when he said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side?" Job 1, 9 and 10. The agency by which God protects his people is presented in the words of the psalmist, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." Psalm 34, 7. Said the Saviour, speaking of those that believe in him, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father." Matthew 18:10. The angels appointed to minister to the children of God have at all times access to his presence. This story, Angel Brakes, was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.